strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done.
You're listening to the Green Pastures with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church, located in lovely Fairmont, Minnesota. You found your daily home for a few minutes with Jesus, including a Monday and Thursday in-depth study podcast and the occasional Saturday bonus episode. I'm your host, Pastor Peter Hagen. Today we've got our daily Bible reading, so take a deep breath and let's hear what God has to say. Today's Bible reading comes from Psalm 51. For the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my iniquities. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure make Zion prosper, build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Couple of notes. The opening verse of the psalm is actually that heading that is in small type, usually, in your Bible, your printed Bible. The one that says, for the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. That's part of the actual text, the scripture text. And everything that we know from manuscript evidence says that those headings are actually quite ancient and go back a long time. And so they give a little bit of divine background as to the original setting of the psalm. And then the progress of the psalm is the same progress that we follow today. It starts with confession, statements of truth about who we are, and then request, Lord, have mercy on me, cleanse me and I will be clean, create in me a pure heart. And then, after that kind of announcement of what God has done and what God would do, then the Christian heart rejoices. I will teach transgressors your ways, sinners will turn back to you. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. And David, in verse 17, really hits on what true worship is. True worship isn't so much the form and the outward song and words, but true worship begins at the heart. And when the heart is right with God, and when the heart is straight with God, then true worship happens and expresses itself in words and songs. Verse 17, he says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. And so even in Old Testament Jerusalem, when they had their regular daily sacrifices and annual sacrifices, that God says time and time again that those aren't pleasing to him if the heart isn't in it. And we're reminded today, as always, that we ask God to make our heart right with Him, so that our worship and what we bring as sacrifices or offerings is this worship is right in His eyes. And it's not by accident that the song immediately after the sermon and before the offering comes from this psalm. Create me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit to sustain me. That is our prayer today and always. God bless your day.
Jerusalem, the golden.
Thanks for listening to Green Pastures with Jesus, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church of Fairmont, Minnesota. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our website, www.shepherdofthelakes.net. Pass that along to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives section at our website for previous podcasts. You can find us 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 323 East 1st Street in Fairmont, just up the hill from Richard's Towing. Any questions, contact me, Pastor Hagen, 507-236-9572. God bless your day. What bliss beyond